I think so.
Okay, welcome to Cake Party, the podcast. I am Derek Gann. We don't even introduce ourselves anymore.
Yeah. We didn't introduce ourselves in the last one at all.
Yeah, at all. We just started. Okay, I'm Derek. Kate.
I'm Kyler.
And I am
Dylan
Oliver. I was going to say I'm Jab Abumrad, but...
My name is Jab Abumrad. Robert Krolwich.
I don't want to attach his name to anything this bad.
So I heard
they are talented guys. Yeah. They are incredible.
So you know, Dylan, you like to do that thing where you switch the first letters of like two names, like Ogden Boulderfield becomes Bogdan Olderfield and stuff like that.
First baseman for the Cincinnati Reds, yes.
Is it the Cincinnati Reds now? I thought it was the Yankees. Okay.
No, Bogdan Olderfield was good, but he wasn't Yankees good in the 40s. I feel like he was Reds good.
Was he in the 40s then? Oh, okay.
Bogdan Olderfield is like the most old. Like, I imagine him having like a curly mustache. He has like Turkish parents. Turkish dad.
Okay, well, anyway. So I've always kind of thought it was ironic because I thought for the longest time that it was hard to do with your name because your first name starts with a vowel.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to do that, but then... Or no, your last name starts with a vowel. But then I thought
Oliver?
You could do it. Like it would become Oylen Dliver. Oylen Dliver.
Oliver, right. It'd be Dliver. Oh yeah, right.
Oylen Dliver. I'm Tyler Compson. Garrick Dan.
Garrick Dan and
that's
Tyler.
Actually a good name.
Yeah, it is.
Good man.
Tyler Compson and Garrick Dan both sound like you would be the backup goalkeeper for like Minnesota Wild. Like you'd play NHL hockey somewhere. Tyler Compson would be that guy.
Oh yeah.
What is that?
Garrick Dan is some. Garrick. Garrick, you are the Welsh Prime Minister, Garrick
Ann. Yeah, I was about to say, like, does everyone with like switched letters in their names have to automatically become a professional athlete?
Well, think about it. Think of Michael Jordan. Okay.
Jaikel Morden.
That sounds like a guy, a working stiff.
Jaikel Morden.
No, Jaikel Morden sounds like a Premier League soccer player.
Jaikel Morden.
So basically,
he's from
everybody sounds like a Premier League soccer player.
He's from.
I was gonna say Jaikel Morden.
He's from Equatorial Guinea.
Jaikel Morden sounds Jaikel more Morden. Like a Hungarian. What's it called? Curling player. He does curling. What do you call a person that does curling? Curler.
A curlist.
A curlist.
Yeah.
I would imagine it being a curler.
A curlman.
A curlman. Curlman and curl women.
Yeah. I'm a curlman.
So
like, what? That's what I would say.
I would just like to make the first official stance of the show and say we fully support Jeremy Clarkson and anything that he does. I also would have punched Oisman Timon in the face if he was there for not bringing me a hot steak. I'll say it right now. No problem with the guy now. But you bring Jeremy a steak. You make it work. I'm not being tongue-in-cheek right now. You make that man happy. Because now he's lost his job. And Top Gear's dead.
And everybody's
mad. Top Gear is dead.
Top Gear, they say it will continue. But I'm not watching. I'm watching three. I'm watching what the three are on.
Jeremy didn't lose his job. Jeremy's job lost him.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. He could be a total tool for demanding a steak. And...
Is that really what happened?
Yeah. I don't care. I'm complete. He's the one celebrity. I'm like, he does whatever he wants, man. I don't care.
He's still, like, I do, to be honest. I think no matter how famous you get, you still need to be human. But I also agree that...
Not Jeremy.
But I also agree that if they knew how much he was worth...
You would get him a steak. He would get him a dang steak.
Yeah. I would think the entire time I did it, I'd be like, that dirtbag, I hate him. And I would go the rest of my life just like, man, I was a slave. I worked a lot of time. I went to school. I got a degree. I left school, and I got onto one of the most watched television programs on the planet. And I walked around doing errands all day. I would hate that.
Would you say this whole accident was a mistake?
I don't get it.
I missed a steak.
You haven't get it?
Yeah.
No, but no, I wouldn't say it's a mistake.
No, I just think...
I'm just saying it's a rare problem.
I understand what you're saying. I can't even...
But I just gotta say, well done, Jeremy.
Yeah. Shut up.
Steak puns. I just don't see where the beef is.
Let's just marvel this over for a little bit.
It was a high stakes game that BBC's played.
Guys, I can't.
They have expectations to meet.
I don't get that one. Oh, shut up! Oh my god. Oh my gosh, I hate all of you.
There are two ways to spell meat, Derek.
I know. That's Aaron Hill always taught me.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, would you like to meet in the parking lot, M-E-A-T?
No, you say no to that question.
There's got to be more of these steak puns. But they're just not rolling out right now, so...
I'm sure the
I think you,
I'm sure Jimmy's I think your first steak was rare.
I think your rare pun earlier was A1, so we can stop it there.
I said a pun and no one laughed.
Yours was high in steak sauce, but it was okay.
I didn't hear it.
It was dumb.
I think interest in Top Gear from now on will be medium, so
to rare. I will watch it rare.
Rarely.
That was stupid. I suck at puns.
It's all right, man.
What did you guys do? Did you guys do anything interesting this week? We all worked a lot.
I did work a lot. I worked a lot.
I swear I did something.
But it's weird because I only work 35 hours a week, but I also go to school.
Yeah.
And I'm also dating full-time.
Which is a full-time
thing. Yeah.
It is. It's a full-time thing. I'm down with it, but, you know. Yeah.
I watched a lot of Euro Cup qualifiers, including Sweden's Zlatan Ibrahimovic. The goalie tried to clear the ball, hit him in the face, and went in the goal. The funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And, of course, Zlatan started celebrating. I'm like, you didn't do much there. But, yeah, sure, there you go. It's fine. It was
that'd
hilarious.
Be so fun.
Full, I'm like, Zlatan's like 6'5", so you gotta kick it at least 7 feet in the air. You don't kick it right at his head, especially 5 feet away from the goal. Goalkeeper clearance just right off and in.
Sounds like he's really ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Shut it. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, man.
No, I'm just so bad at it that whenever you guys say it, I'm just like, really again? I can't think of anything.
Really again?
No. No, no, Derek, don't feel bad for that one. Don't feel bad for that.
I'm going home.
Don't feel bad for that one.
What is the best video game vehicle of all time? I'll tell you what my...
Warhog. I'm sorry.
Warhog is the biggest relief...
That's a good question.
Biggest relief for me is in Pokemon, you're walking, and then you finally get that bike. That bike cuts out so much time. You're just like, finally.
Shucks. Man, that's a really, really tough question.
Oh, man.
I really like the Warthog.
I like the Warthog, too.
Unlimited ammo? That's awesome.
The Ghost? Probably
my choice. Scorpion tanks are pretty sweet. All these things are Halo.
Yeah.
It's because Halo has the best vehicles. Yeah, I was like,
there's
got to
be other games with good vehicles. What about, I got it. Any kart on Mario Kart with a blue shell.
That's not the kart, though. That's the weapon.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's part of the vehicle, right? It kind of counts.
It's in a, yeah. It's in a cube that, like, spins around, and then you hit it.
Yeah.
I watched the scientific test where they tried to see how many bananas it would take to trip
a
go-kart. A lot more than you would think. A lot more. It took like 1,000. It got to the point where they just like lined the track with them to the point where it just became a traction issue. Like it couldn't get any grip. at all.
So, like, have you ever stepped on a banana? It's slippery, man.
It's slippery, yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you hit one with a go-kart, you're just going to run right over it. The weight is so crazy compared to the banana.
Yeah, Mario Kart's not realistic.
The most unrealistic. Who was the go-to Smash Bros. Character?
For me?
It's Kirby.
Link.
No, Kirby is the greatest.
My brother would do this thing with Kirby where he would pick me up as a...
That was a sound.
Sorry, go ahead, Dylan.
He would pick... My brother would suck me in as Metroid and then jump off the cliff, and then, like, he would come floating back up and I would die. Because Metroid in the first game didn't have a double jump. Like, she couldn't, like, get back up.
Talking about Samus.
Samus, yes. Okay. Metroid are, like, the things that eat your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he would do that, and he would beat me all the time, and that was so irritating. And then Nintendo fixed that, and he did it anyway, just to troll. Like, he would just jump off and be like... But he would wait for him to die, too, so the game would never end, because we'd both be at, like, negative 5,000, and he just wouldn't end it. It would just be still tied. It would be until it would go to sudden death, and then he would beat me in sudden death.
That sucks. But it sounds like he's a troller.
Yes.
A controller.
There's got... Oh, gosh. Oh. God, are you really just trying to drag a pun into this?
No.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I usually have to work really hard for the puns. That one just was in my head, so I had to get it out. Yeah.
You had to work really hard.
Yeah. Guys, I had to sue Smaug for defamation, but the case keeps dragging on.
What was the reason you were suing him again?
Defamation.
Defamation?
Yeah, he called me a tool. That. Yes, my puns do have backstories.
Hey, what's the best way to make holy water, Dylan?
You pour it in Swiss cheese, duh.
No.
No, you boil the hell out of it.
No, you pour it in Swiss cheese.
You should appreciate a good pun. Yeah,
like my interest rate, it's going down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad.
Dragons.
It's dragon on. Oh, man.
Would you... That's a stupid question to me. It's like, it was a question on Facebook. I was like, would you rather ride a dragon or a unicorn? I'm like, let's see here for a second. A horse with a narwhal horn on his head, or a 30-foot lizard that can fly.
A horse
that can shoot fire out of its face, or a horse with a horn. Pegasus might be a little different, you know? Pegasus might be a harder answer. I'm still answering dragon.
Yeah, dragon always. It's a dragon.
Yeah.
You just can't beat that. It's a dragon.
Depending on the dragon, because I would even like to ride, like, the wispy Asian dragons, you know, that don't have wings. They kind of just, like, serpent along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are cool, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to ride a gargoyle.
No.
That's scary.
Disney's Gargoyles was a great show, though.
Okay, what's one flying animal you wouldn't like to ride on? A bat.
Giant bat.
Zubat, to be specific.
Yeah.
One flying... A mosquito.
Well, let's say it's scaled up, yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's anything we can ride that flies currently.
Yeah, well, no, definitely.
No, we can't.
Definitely not.
But you got me thinking. If it was possible.
You got me thinking, I was like, but what about those giant eagles from Lord of the Rings? Oh, yeah.
Those aren't real.
Based off of real birds in New Zealand, though. That you know, as most...
yeah.
No, but dude, seriously, as most white people do, when we discover something and we notice that something's huge, we kill all of them to show everybody. Just like, we couldn't get it on the boat, but that 20-foot eagle we were telling you about, here it is.
It's my jacket now. Yeah.
New Zealand
and... That would be so awesome. Yeah. Eagle-feathered jacket. Mm. It'd be really pokey and uncomfortable, but you would look so cool.
Yeah.
New Zealand and the Galapagos Islands have the two best examples of island giganticism, where things just grow to ridiculous sizes. Like, those eagles got to, like, 20 feet in wingspan. The tortoises got huge. They have these things in New Zealand called wetas, and they're the largest. They're 2-pound bugs. They're bugs that get up to 2.5 pounds.
That's huge.
That is, like, mouse size.
mice are not 2 pounds.
But, like the bug, the exoskeleton?
That's a rat size.
Yeah.
That's
big. Yeah. Like Ratatouille.
Oh,
yeah.
And Peter Jackson, of course, he was like, I was terrified of him as a kid. That's why his special effects workshop is called Weta Workshop. Because he was just terrified of them. And I'm like, of course, they were bugs the size of your face.
Probably still the size of his face. Before they were like the size of like half his body.
Yeah. Something that flies that I wouldn't want to ride on, if it was giganticized, would be a pigeon. Because pigeons fly for like 2 feet, and then they just like, they dodel for a second. And then they get up and they fly for like 2 feet, and then they dodel for a second. you would never get anywhere.
You know what I love about pigeons is that like, you see them in the city streets like looking for something to eat. But pigeons, and a lot of other birds too, like when they're walking around, they're trying to like eat while it almost looks like they're trying to make it look like they're not like pecking at the ground. Like they're walking around, they're just like looking. And,
yeah.
No, nothing happened. just like, nope, I didn't do that. No one saw us. Food. They look like really shifty. they shouldn't be wearing a trench coat. Like walking around like nothing's going on. What am I watching?
I feel like I might be a coop pigeon guy when I'm older. Like just that birds.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't tell you guys about that. It was freaking,
that's pretty foul.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you would be a bird guy.
So freaking me, my mom and my grandma are just sitting, we're talking upstairs, like Wednesday morning at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And I just hear, woo. I'm like, guys, what is that? There's an owl in my backyard at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. It's like, what is this owl doing? I walked out.
I was like totally wired, like yeah. Something weird.
Huge. And that's something you don't realize about owls, too, is they're, like, they're big. You're just, like, you go out there, and it was sitting on our bird, like, just right next to our bird feeder on the metal cage that we have, and it's just sitting there, like, looking at the back door. I'm like, what are you doing right now, man? Like, it's 10 o'clock. Like, what? That's something that confuses me. Where do owls go? Like, where do they go during the day?
Oh.
They roost someplace?
I will tell you where.
You have to tell us now. You have to tell us.
Barnes.
Oh, shut up.
You think they go to Barnes?
Shut up. Yeah. No.
I think they go to Barnes.
No.
Barnes, that's a noble place to go.
Oh, my God. There's owls called barn owls.
Yeah, but guess what?
Kyler.
Owls.
Barnes, that's a noble place to go. Spend a day.
Yeah. I missed that. That first time. That one went right through.
Barnes Noble.
So yeah, what do you think owls go?
I just don't think that at the beginning of time, you know, like when owls appeared, you know, they're just like, well, there's no barns. I guess we'll just sit. You know, they just sat in the middle of fields, just like ooh.
Maybe that is not what they did.
Derek, if science taught us anything, their ingenuity knows no bounds. They built the first barn therefore roost it. That's their nest. Farmers never built farms. That is an owl built nest that they lease to the farmers for rats.
For money. Oh, rats, even better.
Yeah, they don't have a monetary system. They don't know.
You don't know that.
I wanted
their ingenuity knows no bounds, Dylan.
The owls, they're too smart.
They also invented roller coasters and sailboats.
They're too smart for money. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I need more explanation.
Well, if their ingenuity knows no bounds and they're very wise creatures, they have no use for money. They just need to eat and find a place to sleep. Make whoopee every once in a while. They lay some eggs. And they're good.
That's the best.
Yeah, some eggs. I wonder what owl eggs taste like.
Probably like regular eggs.
I bet they would taste kind of gross.
I think they taste like regular eggs.
Maybe that's why she was around. Maybe she has a nest or a roost around my house, which would be so cool.
Then you'd have many owls.
What color was the owl?
It's like brown and tan spotted.
Huh.
Freaking owl. I was freaking owl, man.
I was freaking owl.
What did Bernard Arnold Schwarzenegger say at the end of Terminator 2?
I will be back.
Man, I can't even think of a single pun. You know, I realize.
Owl still la vista, baby.
That was an appropriate stretch. That was a very.
That was a good one.
I've
now realized.
Twitter profile from Bogdan Holderfield to owl.
Owl still a vista, baby.
Owl still a vista.
So it'd be like a picture of an owl with Arnold Schwarzenegger's like head.
I have my next Photoshop project.
Can I just say that?
Owl still a vista.
Can I just say that I have now realized and come to accept that if this for some horrible mistake in the universe gets famous, I'm gonna be kicked off the show.
No, you won't.
Because you guys,
you know what scares me more than being famous?
Not by you, the people who run it. They'll just be like, you know what, you two are funny. That other guy just yells at you the whole time.
Well, guess what? Those people are dumb because we tried to do this last week and you weren't here and we just didn't do it.
Yeah.
We didn't feel like it.
I feel like you're our Jeremy Clarkson. I just feel like there's a piece missing and we can't do it without you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not Jeremy Clarkson.
I feel
that's
like
you.
I'm
you're Jeremy Clarkson. I am
James May. No, I'm James May.
You're James
Hammond.
May. I'm Hammond. That's good because I'm not that funny. Hammond's not
you're
that funny.
You're the best looking one though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
I
give
am.
You that.
Richard Hammond
I am.
Is the best.
No, we'll give you that.
And I stain my.
You're team. The only one with a girlfriend, so.
Yeah.
Good point. Yet. Oh, I hope so.
You're the only one with a girlfriend yet.
You know what worries me more, Derek, than us getting famous, is picture it like 1,000 years from now, like the druids are wandering the wastes of planet Earth, Fallout style, and they just find a lone hard drive, and in it is the recordings of the Cake Party podcast, a remnant of a lost civilization, and this is all the information they have. And they're like, they were curious people. What
no, they're
was
gonna
this
say
who was this Bogdan
idiots.
Holderfield they refer
they
to?
They spoke of.
We cannot find his information in any of our databases.
What is this? Owl be back. And why are they laughing?
Owl still a vista, baby.
That's my... I've worried about that more than once. I'm like, okay. And maybe not even that. Maybe like someone...
So basically you're just kind of worried that we've made something that is damaging to humanity's name.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or maybe our prosperity's name. Like, maybe 50 years from now, like, people find these things and they're like, oh, this is so funny, but it's kind of embarrassing to our family. Which it would be.
I guarantee that will
maybe
happen.
We become famous for other reasons and they're like, these three boys did this 40 years ago. And we're just like, we're like oil tycoons in the Middle East somewhere.
In the Middle East, living in Dubai.
Yeah, just like loaded, you know.
And I'm like, Kyler, dude, buy me a car.
And then everyone that listens to it will be like,
Kuwait, I'll get it for you later.
What is...
Come on. Come on. Come on. Listen. Kuwait. I'll get it for you later.
Right after I get you a new Qatar.
Yeah. I'll write you a UAE for it.
UAE? I don't know.
Have you seen my new Apple closet? It's called the Iraq.
I like it. The Iraq.
The Iraq.
Next, I put my Nike. I put Iraq. My Apple shoes in there. The Irans. You can hang Afghans in there too.
I'm sorry.
Oh man.
Dylan, that's so funny. I still hate you for it.
My favorite soccer team is Real.
Israel.
I'm trying to cover all the Middle Eastern countries before I move on.
Come up with one for Kazakhstan.
Okay, sorry, I didn't get that one at first.
Israel.
Jordan's gonna be a hard one. I can't think of anyone for Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah, we'll call it. We'll call that
Jordan.
One.
Yeah,
Jordan Dylan.
And we're done. Oops. Where?
One more.
You're like an inch off of the.
Shut up! I can't
hey.
Even.
Really
what
far.
What the heck happened?
I don't know.
Cancel. Is this still going?
Done.